answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Last night, numerous drones from Russia violated Polish airspace. Our air defenses were activated and successfully ensured the defense of NATO territory, as they are designed to do. Several allies were involved alongside Poland. This included Polish F-16s, Dutch F-35s, Italian AWACS, NATO multirole tanker transport and German Patriots. I commend the pilots and all who contributed to this quick and skillful response. The North Atlantic Council met this morning and discussed the situation in light of Poland's request for consultations under Article 4 of the Washington Treaty. Allies expressed solidarity with Poland and denounced Russia's reckless behavior. A full assessment of the incident is ongoing. What is clear is that the violation last night is not an isolated incident.
No, it's not. That is the Polish Prime Minister. And he's basically saying, are you listening? Are you listening? He's basically saying, in his view, we're closest to open conflict since World War II. He did not say we're on the edge of World War III, but his remarks, we are the closest to open conflict since World War II. There's your reference point. NATO fighter jets scrambled to shoot down numerous multiple Russian drones that violated Polish airspace while attacking Ukraine. They were not trying to hit Poland, but they crossed into their airspace. It's not the first time. And how is Poland to know if they're going to go use their airspace just to turn around and then head back into Ukraine? How are they to know that the next time the drones come over, don't begin to attack Polish cities? This operation, as it was carried out last night, marked the first time since shots were fired by NATO since the war in Ukraine. Polish as Dutch jets, as you were hearing, did gather together to shoot down the drones. And Italian, German, and NATO multinational forces also involved. The Prime Minister continued, our country is facing, quote, an enemy that does not hide its hostile intentions. And bringing in Article 4 of NATO means the alliance's main political decision-making body will now be discussing the situation and what to do next. The Russian Defense Ministry's response is, we're simply carrying out an attack against Ukraine. No targets on the territory of Poland were planned for destruction, but you interfered and violated their airspace. The Russian Foreign Ministry insisting the specific facts completely debunk the myths repeatedly spread by Poland in order to escalate the Ukrainian crisis. In fact, they're trying to say, we never did get in your airspace. I think that's probably documented on radar tapes everywhere. The European Commission and NATO, I should say, will be taking a closer look at it and we'll see exactly what is fact. But they don't scramble that many jets to go after drones if they're not over their airspace. If they were over Ukraine, they would not have been going in and shooting like that because they don't know where they're going to go down if parts and debris hit. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are on September 10, and yes, this is the eve of 9/11. Tomorrow we'll make sure we mark 9/11 for you in various ways with my commentary. They will air at 7:30, 12:03, and 3:30 tomorrow, as well as during this program. And I know our other host will also be addressing it. 9/11, lest we forget. Reminding you, when you're on with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to lead this hour with more information than you have right now. I can promise you that. And also reminding you, when we're on the air, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., you can watch the program. How do you do that? Very simple. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Or Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later, audio and video. Available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you, if you have a phone, which I know you do, well, then you've got us in your pocket. Download our free app, News Talk STL. Simple to download. Very simple. And then you push a couple of buttons, and it's absolutely free. Let me re-impress that. It's free. Cost you nothing. You push a couple of buttons, and you're listening to whatever we have on the program, on the station, at that very moment, which right now would be Larry Connors USA. I'll give you a preview of what we've got coming up. In our next hour, political legal analyst James Herson. Can the left be authentic? Yeah, there's word been going around in surveys saying these guys are so out of touch. If they want to make any ground and gain anything back, first of all, they have to abandon these crazy liberal policies. But secondly, you really have to be authentic Americans, not fake pseudo-Americans just to try to pick up votes. Can they do that? And James Herson will join us in our second hour. And later this hour, an Israeli war expert with the Heritage Foundation, he is an Israeli. We're going to talk about the attacks upon Qatar and what else should happen at this point. That's later coming up in the next segment. Dealing with the Qatar issue again, Prime Minister Netanyahu took to the airwaves to make it clear it was our decision and no one else's decision.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the attack on the Hamas leadership Tuesday afternoon.
At noon today, I convened the heads of Israel's security organizations and authorized a surgical precision strike on the terrorist chiefs of Hamas. These are the same terrorist chiefs who planned, launched, and celebrated the horrific massacres of October 7th.
He said Israel acted alone.
On this day, as in previous days, Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action. And this action can open the door to an end of the war in Gaza.
It would be nice if it did. I don't know that it will. There are also reports that while they were trying to attack Hamas leaders meeting in Qatar. Qatar has been serving as a negotiating gatherings place, but also a refuge, luxurious refuge for Hamas leaders. If they can get out in the tunnels and get to Qatar, they can go there and live a life of luxury while their people are dying at their behest. And suppose the Iranian leaders were meeting with them. Israel had intel that they were gathered together, and Israel decided to strike. Reports that have surfaced since indicate that they did not get everyone they thought they did, that some of the ones that were supposed to be there either got delayed or escaped alive, if not badly injured. But it served notice, did it not? There is no safe place. You guys think you can go even to Qatar, a foreign and sovereign territory, we will still come after you. And that's why Netanyahu is reinforcing it was our decision only. He's trying to absolve the U.S. and Trump of any involvement. In fact, Trump's reaction, official reaction, I don't like it. And we had no prior notice. Congressman Chip Roy, Texas, his response, if you are harboring Hamas, then you're inviting the reality that someone's going to take them out. It's a bad idea to harbor terrorists. Amen, brother. Amen. Fox had a report on the Qatar reaction.
Qatar, which has been a mediator throughout the war, condemned the strike on its soil, calling it an act of state terrorism and a blatant violation of international law. President Donald Trump says while eliminating members of Hamas is a worthy goal, he warned that bombing Qatar, a sovereign nation and a close ally of the U.S., does not advance Israel or America's goals.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation. But I will say this, we want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down today. Very unhappy about every aspect.
And again, that's Trump saying what I think he needs to say, really. To say we did not have anything to do with it, not happy with the way it went down, because it was an attack upon a sovereign nation. And Qatar is upset and angry over it. But I go back to Chip Roy. Then you don't invite those guys inside your nation. Because they have been doing this since the assault upon Israel. They've been giving them safe haven and a very luxurious accommodation. I questioned from the beginning, why are they doing it? Why are we allowing that to happen? One side note here. You're hearing Qatar pronounced different ways. It used to be Qatar. Then it became Qatar. Now apparently it's going back to Qatar. I don't know which is correct. I don't really care. The bottom line is, you harbor terrorists, you have to realize you might well be targeted again. By the way, European Commission president said she wants sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel over the war in Gaza. Now, that's a sharp turnaround for the European Commission president, who had been a longtime supporter of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The 27-nation EU is deeply divided in what to do about Israel and the Palestinians. They don't know what to do, so they're just going to strike out. It's unclear whether a majority will be found to endorse the sanctions and trade measures. She claims that man-made famine can never be a weapon of war. For the sake of children, the sake of humanity, this must stop. Well, then Hamas should let everyone go. It would stop. They're hiding behind those children. They're the ones starving the children. Relief aid comes in, it gets stolen by Hamas. Operation Blitz continues in Chicago. ICE and other federal agents rounding up illegals. Leftists continue crying, this isn't constitutional.
Immigration authorities appear to be stepping up enforcement around Chicago.
Governor Pritzker says more than 200 federal immigration agents are in the area. Eric is downtown with more on this. Eric?
Well, good morning. Immigrant rights groups, as well as elected leaders, issued a warning to the community yesterday about what Governor Pritzker called the president's terrible plan for Chicago.
With Operation Midway Blitz underway, the governor stood with immigration advocates in an effort to remind people, regardless of immigration status, of their rights.
Here's what we do know. ICE is somewhere on the ground here. They already have been effectuating their plans. We have not seen the bulk of those ICE agents yet in communities, but we have seen some.
Pritzker believes more than 200 ICE agents at some point will be on the ground. The Trump administration for weeks has been telegraphing an increase in ICE activity in the Chicago area.
We got more resources in Chicago. We know they're releasing public safety threats back in the community every day. We're going to go where the biggest problems are. The biggest problems are sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities. And Holman also appeared on MSNBC, and they were trying to make him look bad and this whole operation look very unconstitutional. You don't poke the bear.
I see on the show this morning you have Governor Healey talking about ICE doing enforcement operations at a church. Mm-hmm. False. Didn't happen.
They were parked there. They did not do an operation there. She said they were parked in a public space legally.
But to say that and to push that out there puts fear in the immigrant community. So let me tell you what's happening.
To do that puts fear in the community. Right. To park the ICE agent's vehicle
near a church.
They're on a public street. She said that, sir.
Waiting to respond to a criminal alien release pulled aside the road. Let me tell you, in the last couple of days, what's happened in Boston. They arrested Victor Gomez Perez, a 33-year-old criminal alien from Guatemala, with charges of aggravated rape, assault and battery with dangerous weapon, indecent assault and battery on a victim 14 years or younger. They arrested Kaylee Espinosa, a 33-year-old criminal alien from Colombia, with charges of aggravated assault on a pregnant victim. They arrested Joshua Gonzalez, a 24-year-old criminal alien from Dominican Republic, with charges for trafficking heroin, morphine, opium, resisting police, disorderly conduct, and drug distribution. They also arrested Samuel Armando Barrera, a 20-year-old criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, pending charges for assault and battery on a child.
Do you want any of those people in your neighborhood, much less somewhere in your city? They may not come into your neighborhood, into your home, but if you go into an area where they are, you're taking your life in your hands. You want to subject your children to that? Where are the leftists that think that that's okay and say they're willing to send their children into the midst of these rapists and terrorists? Not one. Not one. I'd like to believe that. I'm afraid there may be some that would be willing to do it. Oh, and the other thing, they like to use a term now, disappearing. This is a term that has come out of Russia, disappearing citizens, China, disappearing citizens. And they're trying to use that as to what we're doing here, and Holman strikes right back.
The bottom line is, because of all this false narrative, and you using the term disappearing people is disgusting.
Well, that's what's happened. That happened to the group that was sent to El Salvador.
U.S. citizens get arrested every day. U.S. citizens get arrested by police every day. Are they being disappeared? No, their laws are being enforced.
They're being arrested.
They're being put in detention because they committed a criminal offense.
Not like what you're doing.
We're enforcing the law and arresting people here in violation of law that are public safety threats. That's not disappearing people. That's enforcing the laws of this country and make this country safe.
Mika Brzezinski, MSNBC. Go back, check, see if you got black roots of that blonde hair. Maybe time for a new hair job. You're out of your league with Tom Holman. Coming up, Heritage International expert on national sovereignty and the Israeli strike inside Qatar. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
All right, once again, back to the Qatar attack as well. Israeli forces hit targets inside Qatar, a residential, basically a diplomatic area, where they knew members of Hamas were gathering to meet with Iranian leaders. They do this often. They have their own palaces and so forth, residential areas in Qatar. And I have often said, why do we allow this to happen? If Qatar wants to take sides, if they want to serve as a basic a negotiating, bargaining area, my fear is that's not what's happening. Because they don't really meet to discuss. What we have, Iran and Hamas gathering inside the luxurious living in Qatar, is to discuss how to kill more Jews. Make no mistake about it. They would have you believe we're here negotiating what we can do to help. You are not. As I told you, they did not get all the targets they wanted. Al Jazeera was quick to point that out. But after the attack, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says, we're being criticized that we're launching airstrikes on Doha. Get over it. And I fully agree with that. Just get over it. And the fact that they might have gotten everyone they wanted, he said, basically, we'll do it again. If we didn't get them this time, we'll get them the next time. That's the Israeli envoy. Now, what you're going to hear from the left and those on that side is that, well, we're meeting to discuss President Trump's latest ceasefire proposal. Well, I didn't see that you were really making any effort to that extent. They will tell you anything like that. We're going to be joined by a heritage expert who is also an Israeli and get his take on international sovereignty, because there is a legitimate question here. We're going into a nation, or rather Israel went into a nation that's a sovereign nation. It is not part of the actual conflict between Israel and Hamas, Palestinians, however you want to describe it at this point. And it is a sovereign nation. Now, if you refocus and consider that an attack took place upon Alaska by some agents trying to kill some Russian diplomats or Chinese diplomats or the other way around going after one of our, you know, especially if they're going after U.S. interests in particular, personnel and so forth, then we've got another issue. But if they think there's a meeting on the way and they're going to get in there and make a mincemeat of them, well, we're going to have a problem because it is a sovereign nation, the USA. So these are legitimate issues as to what you can do or not do. But again, ask whether the intent was to take them out, and they said, yeah, we were. And if we didn't get them this time, we'll get them the next time. So here's what Hamas said came out of the bombings at Qatar, or rather Israel took against Qatar and that location, limited to that location, by the way. Hamas said its top leaders, including the Gaza chief, did survive the assassination attempt. Doesn't say what kind of shape he's in, but that he survived. If you've seen the video, if he's anywhere around when that blast hits, he's not in good shape. It did kill six, and that included a Qatari security officer, a Qatari citizen. And, of course, numerous countries around the world, including some of Israel's Western allies, are condemning the attack. And Trump has not been very strong in backing them up either, saying, well, I don't like it. I don't think it should happen. We were not informed in advance. But including, or rather, looking at the UN Charter prohibition on aggression against sovereign states, the Israeli air raids do appear to have violated several provisions of international law. Now, I'm not an international law expert, but that's what some preliminary analysis is saying. Qatar does describe the attacks as state terrorism and calling for a regional response against Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and his nation. That's an escalation we don't want to see happen. But he accused Netanyahu of undermining regional stability and peace in pursuit of, quote, and I'm quoting him here, narcissistic delusions and personal gains, adding, working to violate the nations without any care must not be overlooked, must be confronted at all times. Our heritage expert obviously is tied up with some things at the Heritage Foundation, and apparently we're not going to get him on, and that's a shame, because I would like for you to hear from him. But I go back to Chip Roy, Texas Congressman Chip Roy, as to his thoughts on this attack. I'm going to read specifically what Chip Roy said. Any day that Hamas is killed is a good day for Israel. And again, I say amen. He says, it's a good day for Israel. It's a good day for America. Amen. The question here is, what was Israel doing? The president is the one that's in touch with Israel, and I trust the president to work with Israel to make sure our national security interests are being represented, and Israel is doing a good job to make sure they're balancing their need to take out Hamas with respect for our allies. Now, to that point, that's why you had Trump come forward and say, we were not involved in it, and I don't like it. I don't think it should have been. You know, he didn't say directly it shouldn't have been done. He just didn't like it. Did he have advanced knowledge and notice it's going to happen? If I were a betting man, and playing poker is not betting, it's not gambling. You know what you're going to do. You have to deal with what cards you get, but you know the players, and I don't consider it gambling. But if I were, I'd say, yeah, word got sent, either through our ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, or some channels, that this was likely to take place. But then again, it may not have. They might be worried about leaks inside the Trump administration, because there's still some of the scurrying deep state critters that are lying in wait looking for a chance to destroy what Trump's achieving. Congressman Chip Roy did continue. If you're harboring terrorists, then you're inviting the reality that somebody's going to need to take them out. So it's a bad idea to harbor terrorists. And I'm glad that Hamas lost a few more today. He was being asked by one of the anchors on Fox News, Congressman, Israel is going to go where the terrorists are. Are you seeing some on the left, the liberals, the Democrats, losing their minds over and over again as Israel goes after the terrorists? And his answer, yeah, look, they want to have every excuse they can, increasingly, to walk away from Israel. And that is a fact. We've got some in our own Congress, in our nation. They may dress in sheep's clothing and siding with Israel, but they're really not. He said they're looking for every excuse increasingly to walk away. I don't understand it, he added. There are some tough decisions and negotiations here. Again, I trust President Trump to walk the line here to make sure we're standing alongside Israel and allowing Israel and let me reinforce it, and allowing Israel to defend itself against radical terrorists. But yes, the radical left is here, going to find every excuse they can to walk away from Israel. And he added, this should be a golden rule for other nations. Do not harbor terrorists. That's a simple rule. This attack simply highlighted how Qatar has been used by Hamas and Iranian leaders for years. And we know it. The intel has been very clear about where they are and when they're there. They have their own little consuls or consulates set up inside Qatar. We know they're there. So yeah, I think it's about time we start decimating them. We already know, I'm going to say Israeli Mossad did it. I'm just telling you that's my opinion, but we know that they've gotten inside Iran and destroyed Hamas leaders when they thought they were meeting in a tight, well-bound security area inside Iran, only to find out they were suddenly targeted as well. One less Hamas member, great. Coming up, the fear of Mamdani if he wins in New York City.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
New York business titans know what Zohran Mamdani means for their bottom line. It means higher taxes, government-controlled housing, socialist experiments in grocery stores, hostile agenda for anyone who actually builds, invests, or hires in this city. Now they're circling the wagons. A new report says one top New York real estate leader wrote to fellow developers on Monday night saying, "We must act decisively to ensure that the next mayor of New York is Andrew Cuomo." The email also urged developers to meet with the former governor today to plot his path to victory.
Yeah, they are getting very concerned in New York City. The election, the mayoral race, 2 months away. Mondani has at least a 30% plus lead over the next closest contender. That would be former New York Governor Cuomo. By him trailing dramatically is current city mayor of New York, Adams. Curtis Sliwa is showing a good number, but it's all Republican vote, and it's not going to be enough to overcome any Democrat vote. It'd be nice to think it would. It'd be nice to get someone back in there like we had with Giuliani, but it's not likely to happen. I mean, let's be realistic about it. And the people of New York City, that they're getting more and more concerned because it keeps coming closer to them. And that election vote coming up, they're now trying to get various members together, various industries, as you were hearing in that report, CEOs and business leaders. What do we do to derail this guy? Because he's got, quote, a populist support. That would read, in this case, lefty support of people that are not engaged in politics except for what they can get as a freebie. Beyond that, they don't care what happens. I keep looking. I've been continually scouring for something that might say that they're coming to their senses. I don't see it. Again, I'm looking at one other piece here. And again, there is nothing here that indicates there's anything good regarding Mondani. The Hill has a piece, and they write it in such a way that it is intended. It is intended to make Trump look bad. The headline, just the headline alone. Now, you don't probably subscribe to The Hill or watch, read anything from them. They can have some legitimate, unbiased articles, but generally lean left. This headline, "Trump tied in knots by Mondani questions in New York." Trump's never tied in knots. Have you ever seen him not respond to something? But here's the way they want you to put it. The way they read it. President Trump's decision to wade into the mayoral race betrays a complicated, as they say it, a complicated situation for him. Because they don't think he should be involved at all is what it gets down to. Allies argue it would be to Trump's advantage to maybe stay clear of it. And New York politics obviously are not representative of the entire country. And they're worried that the more he gets involved in trying to deal with it, and he's not sold on the fact that Mondani is going to win. But the more he talks about him and says anything, that he might actually push more votes to Mondani. Trump in recent days has taken other action, definitive action, offering Mayor Adams an ambassadorship to Saudi Arabia. Well, of course, if Adams took that, he's got to go through Senate confirmation and then win there, and then he's in that position only as long as Trump is in office. Adams has rejected it, but he can't seem to raise any money either. The big kahuna still available against Mondani is former Governor Cuomo, and yet he, as I said, is something like 30%, north of 30% points behind Mondani. Now, if you narrow the race, judging by some surveys that have come out, if you put the race, just take Adams out, take Sliwa out, they say that if you narrow the race just between Mondani and Cuomo, Mondani still wins by 5-plus points. I think the margin for error on that survey was 3, so it might be a close win, but he would still win. Oh, and the thing about Mondani, you don't really get any policy statements on him. You can't. He just talks about unicorns and rainbows and giving away ice cream, and everybody's going to have a fun day all the time. It'd be a whole brand new world. What they mean by that, it'd be a brand new socialist, communist, Marxist world. But he actually started answering some questions regarding what in his mind amount to policy issues. Listen to this.
1% of New York City earns $1 million or more a year. And my vision is not one where they leave. It is one where they stay.
Get them to stay?
In part by showing them that asking them to pay more in taxes would increase even their quality of life. My responsibility would be to deliver on that, to show them that it is a worthwhile investment.
He says people are going to like it. Yeah, once they see how great things are with higher taxes, and New Jersey's taxes are even higher. So he says, oh, it won't really bother anybody, Eric.
Martha, New York has had the greatest exodus of people leaving the state in history. And by the way, then I look at our governor in Florida now, the place that I live. And guess what he's coming out with? They're putting legislation through where no one pays property taxes. And guess what? You know where that delta came from? That delta came from New Yorkers who literally left the state of New York to come down to Florida. And now all of a sudden, the state has so much money that no one's going to pay property taxes, and that legislation will likely go through, all while New York has the greatest, you know, deficits in the state's history. It's horribly tragic. It's a state that I love. No state could compete with New York if they just had sane policy, same government, focused on low taxes, low crime. New York would be absolutely unstoppable. Well,
that is Eric Trump, of course, American businessman and a son of the president. Third child, second son of President Trump and his first wife, Ivana. But he's saying we lost the very beginning of this. He said, but 1% of New Yorkers are the big money. We'll play that one more time so you can hear that opening and remark. When it comes down to how much money is in New York, and who's got it, and what we can do with it if we got it, and we would expect that they would understand.
The top 1% of New York City earns $1 million or more a year.
There we go.
And my vision
top
is
1%.
Not-
top 1%. Well, it'd be nice to be in that stratified air, wouldn't it? But do you think that top 1% wants to give Mondani more money to run New York City into the ground? Of course not. Back to the issue in the report in the Hill, talking about how Trump is tied in knots. Again, they're emphasizing the very fact that Trump is trying to wade into the New York City mayoral election really is a complicated situation. Politically, allies say it would be to Trump's benefit to see Mondani prevail and lead the nation's largest city, but Trump is trying to save it. Now, Trump could make Mondani basically the leading voice of the Democrat Party out of step with the nation, but he doesn't want that either. The man genuinely is concerned about America and New York City. There's some sacrifices you just don't want to make. And he's still not entirely sold that Mondani will win. As I said, he's called on Eric Adams to get out. One Republican strategist said, I think we need to be careful what we wish for. Is it good for the president to have a foil? Yes, of course. He's at his best when he has an opponent. But it's still the largest city in the country, and having a mayor this far out of step from our worldview is troubling and a problem. I would agree with that. But again, at this point, Mondami appears unstoppable. And he is actually out of touch with the core of the Democrats. He's got the lefty backing. He's got those who want a gimme, gimme, gimme thing supporting him. And that policy statement you heard, that was as close as we've heard from anything that represents a policy statement. That the top 1% would be more than glad to support more money for New York. That's of those who are still left in New York City. The others, as you heard Eric Trump say, they've gone to Florida, and they're down here, and because they're down here and they're bringing their monies in here, we can then have DeSantis declare we don't need a state income tax, and we can get rid of a lot of other taxes. Maybe they should send a thank you basket to Mondani. Louisiana Senator Kennedy has a book coming out next month. He admits this is not a policy book, not a policy book. But what does it do? It continues to destroy the left. That story, when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Let me say a word about Mr. Mondani. He's a socialist. We know that because... His purse fell open and a copy of Socialism for Dummies fell out. Let me explain socialism to you. I read this somewhere. Pay your kid $20 to clean out the garage. And when he's finished, take $15 from him and give it to your other kid who didn't help. That's socialism. It's soul crushing. Socialism is for morons. It's untethered to reality. There's no historical case for it. It's just an equal sharing of misery. And for all those howdy doodies that say, well, socialism is better than it's better than free enterprise, ask yourself this question. When the Berlin Wall fell, who ran to which side?
Perfect question.
I think that answers the case it for socialism.
It does. Louisiana Senator Kennedy, his book will be titled How to Test Negative for Stupidity, How to Test Negative for Stupidity, and Why Washington Never Will Test Negative for Stupidity. Boy, did he nail that. Congressman Bob Under had a bill, the Shared Property Agency Collaboration and Engagement Act, Space Act, passing out of the House today. It requires the administration of the GSA, the General Services Administration, to work with tenants of federally leased spaces to identify and overcome concerns among the different federal agencies around shared space agreements. It will facilitate the expanded use of space sharing. In other words, being cut down a lot of space we're not using properly, how to share it. He said, Congressman Under pointed out, this will ensure government efficiency and save taxpayers hard-earned money. He said, I was shocked when I came to D.C. to see how many federal buildings are nowhere near full or sitting empty. This will take care of that. Congratulations, Congressman. Let's see if we can carry it all the way through. In our next hour, I have not been spending a lot of time. In fact, I have spent very little time, but I'm going to make a point in the next hour to get into it. This tragedy that happened on board that Charlotte train where the young woman just off her shift at Pizza Hut got stabbed to death by obviously a deranged man. You don't hear that much on the leftist media. They just want to ignore it. It doesn't fit their narrative. It's a black man, a white woman, part of it. She's actually Ukrainian, but she's white. His own brother is coming out and saying, you got to do something with him. He has a long rap list, numerous assaults, but the blue cities continue to just slap him on the wrist, send him out, when obviously he needed direct intervention and help. Might have saved that young woman. It would have. We will get into that in our next hour. Also, is there any chance whatsoever that leftists can truly be authentic? By that, I mean real Americans instead of play acting. We'll get into that with my guest. You learned a lot this hour, more to come. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine. The spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine. Hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.